Political news, maybe too much of it. According to a new study from the Pew Research Center, it reports almost half the country feels as though it's hearing too much about Senator Obama.
Well, maybe he feels the same way. He's going off on vacation for a week, so things should quiet down a bit. We're checking in with Slate's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson, for a roundup of political news. John, a story in the Washington Post today says, well, you know, Democrats, they're a little worried. They're a little anxious that Senator Obama doesn't seem to be able to really close the deal against Senator John McCain.
Well, the worry is that basically this is a good year for Democrats, and that if you look at the generic polls, a Democrat versus a Republican, the Democrat wins by a wide margin. Everybody says they want change. That is Barack Obama's key message. So why isn't he pasting McCain? You may remember there were lots of worries about Barack Obama in last summer, and then he moved quietly and slowly and defeated Hillary Clinton. So there's always going to be some chorus of people within the party, and McCain certainly has his own chorus, that has worries about something. And Obama needs to deal with that and not let it overtake him, but certainly they're running the campaign that that they want to run and that there's no reason to panic.
The great Republican wise man Karl Rove writes a weekly column in the Wall Street Journal. He's got another one today, parsing through these numbers, finding it is a very close race. He goes on to advise Senator McCain that he needs to make his case with the American people, and then says that Senator McCain is the most private candidate since Coolidge. We don't know him, which seems like an odd observation about someone who's been so long in the public eye. What do you make of that?
Well, it is a little bit odd because McCain has books about his life. There's been a movie made about his life. So we do know quite a lot about him. There haven't been a lot of Big People magazine spreads of, you know, the weekend at the McCain house. And you know that the Obama campaign is doing a lot of those recently. So he does lack that in his public profile.
Karl Rove says he needs to talk about his faith. We don't know about his religiosity, that kind of texture, I guess.
Yeah, this is, of course, important for the base of the Republican Party, where there are a lot of evangelical voters for whom faith is a part of their daily life. And they kind of evaluate candidates on their ability to talk about this. George Bush had an easy familiarity with the conversation of the evangelical world because, in fact, he was one. The danger for John McCain is that is not the way he practices his religion. McCain has talked about it. Certainly he's told lots of stories about the role faith played in his time as a POW. But voters smell a phony. And if McCain were to go beyond what he's comfortable talking about in terms of his faith, I'm not sure that's a recipe for improving his regard with voters.
I also noticed a piece by Karen Tumulty at Time.com writing about Hillary Clinton, her role at the Democratic Convention, and what Karen finds is a reluctance to move off center stage.
Yes, and there are two problems here. There's one, the Clintons, and where they are. Hillary Clinton publicly has been doing quite a lot for Barack Obama, and the Obama campaign put out a joint press release with the Clintons saying that Hillary Clinton will have a role at the convention. This was a sign to show people, hey, things are okay between the Clintons and the Obamas. But the second problem here is, of course, the Clinton voters, those people who sweated and toiled to get her elected in the Democratic primaries and who aren't ready to go over to Barack Obama. Some even are flirting with the notion of going to John McCain. But in terms of the tableau at the convention, this is something Obama has to get right. And he doesn't want to see 4 days of stories about, oh, did he treat Hillary Clinton well and was she properly handled?
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent at Slate.com. John, thank you again.
Thank you.